بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين All praise and thanks are for Allah Almighty and peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our knowledge of Deen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How is everyone today? Alhamdulillah. Very good. Okay. MashaAllah. Excited for today's session? Okay, MashaAllah. Good. Good. I love the enthusiasm. Okay. Very good. Alhamdulillah. First of all, we need to say Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to meet again. Alhamdulillah. And I can see most of you are writing that you need more classes, and inshallah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for everyone, inshallah. Okay? I hope all of you would be ready with your notebooks and with the spirit that you're going to be learning, you're going to be learning today, inshallah, inshallah. Okay, Muhammad Raheem says, I love more classes and I want more. Inshallah, make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to listen to your dua. Inshallah. Okay? The thing is that you really, really love the knowledge of deen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you for this love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you for your good intention, inshallah. I want all of you to write your full names, and please write present in front of your name so that we know who is with us. Okay? There is going to be very exciting things today in our session. I just gave you the clue, so I want you to sit nicely and be present and be focused today. So inshallah, on each step you're going to be finding there are some new things, some surprising things, and some exciting things in today's session for you. Okay? Inshallah. Inshallah. Utuba says yay. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Nafshin says yay. Okay. I know you guys are excited. Me too. Yes, Zoha, I have an activity, but I have just put that as an optional, depending on time, because we have lots of things, other things. I have lots of things to share with you guys as well. So inshallah, if we get time, we will do our activity. If not, then we can do in our next class. Okay? So don't worry about it. So let's get started with, I hope you guys are ready with your Quran, with your notebooks. Okay, I want all of you to be focused now. I'm going to disable your chat. Okay, I have disabled your chat. I want all of you to be focused, sit nicely, and big listening ears be ready. Okay, because we are going to be starting a new surah today, a beautiful surah today. And inshallah, I hope that you're going to be memorizing the translation of that surah. And that surah is going to be really, really helpful for you to understand one of the blessed nights that's going to come, inshallah. Okay, and I hope you're going to, you've got the clue what surah we are going to be doing today. Okay, so let's start with Dawud. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Shaytan, the cursed one. Okay, one more time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Shaytan, the cursed one. And remember, whenever we open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not want anyone to interrupt us. We do not want to have any ill thoughts coming into our heads. We do not want Shaytan to deviate us from our purpose, right? So that's the reason we need to say that. A second step is tasmiyah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Let's say again. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand His words. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help so that we can not only understand but implement the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words that are mentioned in Quran, the book of Allah, so that we can practically apply those words in our life, inshallah. This is why we learn the translation, right? Okay, so today's surah is Surah Al-Qadr. Surah Al-Qadr was revealed in Mecca, and it is one of the initial revelations when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started sending down the Quran. And you know what? The Quran got started, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started sending down the Quran in the month of Ramadan, in this beautiful month that we are in right now. Alhamdulillah. And this beautiful surah reminds us to seek blessings and forgiveness on a special night, which is known as Laylatul Qadr, the night of Al-Qadr or the night of decree. This is a peaceful night. And this night, in this way, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that this night is better than 1,000 months combined. Imagine 1,000 months. Okay? If you're good in math, you would know that 1,000 months would be how many years? I would just leave that up to you, that 1,000 months, because in 1 year there are 12 months. Okay, so do not go and grab your calendar right now. You can do it later on, and I will be giving you the answer soon, inshallah. Okay? So let's start with verse number one. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna, surely, anzalnahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have revealed it. In Laylati, the night of Al-Qadr, decree. Al-Qadr meaning decree. Verily or surely we have revealed it, meaning the Quran, in the night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree. So the very first verse of Surah Al-Qadr begins by reminding us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely sent the Quran during the night of Al-Qadr. And the night of Al-Qadr falls during the month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And more specifically, if we talk about Laylatul Qadr, we know about from the hadith that it falls on one of the odd numbered of nights. For example, 21st of Ramadan, 21st night of Ramadan, or 23rd night of Ramadan, 25th night of Ramadan, 27th night of Ramadan, or 29th night of Ramadan. However, we do not know for sure that which night exactly the Laylatul Qadr is going to be. And in order to know that night, we should not strive a lot that which is going to be specifically that night. We need to do ibadah. We need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all 10 nights. If you are unable to do in all 10 nights, then at least in the odd numbered nights, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness in the odd numbered of nights. And on the night of Al-Qadr, the revelation of the first five verses of Quran began. And it happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave Hira on a mountain known as Jabal Nur. That first five verses of the Quran that are in Surah Al-Alaq, which is 96th numbered surah in Quran, Surah Al-Alaq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the very first verses of Quran. And once again, those first verses were from Surah Al-Alaq. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Do you remember something? Okay, so that is the surah number 96 from the Quran. And by revealing this Surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran in the night of Al-Qadr, meaning the beginning of the Quran, the beginning of the revelation started in the night of Al-Qadr. So what do we need to do? In order to find that night, we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to do zikr, we need to recite Quran, we need to offer voluntary prayers, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be accepting those prayers. And questioning about is it the night of Qadr or not, is it the night of Qadr or not, it is good to know, but we should not spend a lot of time wasting thinking about is it the night of Qadr or not. We need to do our best effort and leave upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it, inshallah. Let's move on to verse number 2 of Surah Al-Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. وَا and مَا what أَدْرَاكَ will make you know ma, what, laylatu, the night of al-qadr, the decree. So, meaning, and what will make you know what the night of decree is. The importance of night al-qadr is so enormous that it is better than 1,000 moons. And when we talk about that, what is going to be that night, or what will make you know what that night of decree is, that means that this is one of the best nights. Okay, inshallah. And when we move on to verse number 3, you're going to know that how important this night is. Let's say the words again. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is? Verse number 3. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. لَيْلَةُ, the night of Al-Qadr, decree, khayrun, is better, min, than, alf, 1,000, shahr, month. The night of al-qadr, a decree, is better than 1,000 months. Meaning, worshipping Allah or doing ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in specifically the night, is better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1,000 months. And just like I mentioned before, that how many months are going to make how many years? So you have this in front of you, the answer, that it is approximately 83 years and 4 months. So worshipping one night, right? Spending time on one night, and then you're going to be rewarded for it for almost 83 years and 4 months. Subhanallah. Imagine a person who is living for 83 years and 4 months and worshipping. And only one night of worship is going to earn you that much reward. Subhanallah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much mercy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with so much by worshipping only in one night. Beautiful, right? So let's say the words again. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. And now, one might think that we do not know when the night is going to be, but we know that it's going to be in one of the odd number nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to search for that night. And to search, it means that we need to pray more, we need to remember Allah more on those nights. Okay? If we are, for example, if we are reciting Quran, maybe few surahs, then we need to increase more surahs. We need to add more surahs. And if we are doing zikr, maybe 100 times, we need to add more zikr, maybe 200 times, maybe 300 times on that night. And when the blessed month of Ramadan, the right month that we are going through right now, is blessed with this night, means that we need to not let this month go without searching, without doing our best efforts in this night, inshallah. And just like I said, that it is about 83 years and 4 months, worshipping on that night is going to give us blessings equal to a person who is maybe 83 years and 4 months, subhanallah. And we need to spend as much as time possible worshipping Allah, and we should not miss this opportunity of receiving the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this majestic night, inshallah. Okay? And those of you who are planning to search for this night, I would like you to spend your time more and more in doing dhikr and more in the recitation of Quran and studying the Islamic books, and also spending time with your family and doing an ibadah that's going to be as a family time as well, inshallah. Okay, so let's do the translation one more time. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Surely we have revealed the Quran in the night of Al-Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is? ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. The night of decree is better than a thousand months. Okay? So now I'm going to be asking you guys to raise your hands since it is your turn to recite. And you're going to be starting from verse number one again, inshallah. So let's start with Zoha. Yes, Zoha, verse number one.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily, we have revealed it in the night of al-qadr.
MashaAllah. Very good. Very good, Zoha. Okay. Hania, verse number two, please.
And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is?
Very good, mashallah. Muhammad Raid.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of decree is better than a thousand months.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Very good. Muhammad Raid, are you planning to do ibadah on these nights?
Yes, definitely. Inshallah.
Oh. Okay, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Beautiful. Okay, Fuzail. Verse number one again.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily, we have revealed it this Quran in the night of Al-Qadr, the decrees.
Yes, very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair, beautiful. Okay, let's see who else is with us. Afshin, verse number two, please.
What will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is?
Yes, very good. Jazakallah khairan. Beautiful. Okay, verse number three. Let's see who else is with us. Safa Fatima.
The night of decree is better than a thousand months.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to be starting here. Inshallah, we are moving to a session that's going to be a dua session. Your teacher is inshallah. And I want all of you to be ready. For your dua session. Okay. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone? I hope so, everyone is fine, mashallah. Enjoying Ramadan, helping mom and dad. Alhamdulillah, how the time flies away. See, On the first day, we have started our dua session, and today is our last dua session. By the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we have done so many duas. You all learned it, send me the recitation, I assessed them, and it was so wonderful experience for me. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum. For all of you, those who participated, those who learned, alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, we will do our last dua. Very beautiful dua to get success in both dunya and akhirah. Let's see the dua and understand its meaning, okay? Let's start. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Let's see the dua first. You have to repeat after me, and after that, we will understand its meaning, okay? ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عذاب النار ربنا O my Lord, آتنا give us good في الدنيا in this world حسنة means good وفي الآخرة and in the hereafter Hasana means good. Waqina and protect us from azaban nar, from the torment of the hellfire. Okay, so it's the dua, which is also a verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 201. It has lots of benefits. We are asking in this dua for the benefits of this dunya. If we are asking, I'm asking for my health, and if I am not eating healthy food, then I will not be able to get the healthy, the healthy body. Okay, so if we are asking hasana, we must have to do hasana too. If we are asking in this dunya hasana, it's our duty to also do the good deeds. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who will provide us. No one else can provide us hasana. Even if we are doing our effort, even if we are doing our best, we have used all the means, then still we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that all our matters can be accomplished of this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us all the good things of this world. What can be the good things in this world? Like having a good job for the baba, and mama is having all the good stuff at home, and for us, for having the good food, for healthy snacks, for healthy meal, fruits, vegetables, and a good bed to sleep on, and a good nice house, having lots of money, pocket money, etc. So all the things related to the world in this dua, first of all, we are asking for it. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ After that, we are asking the good things for the hereafter, for the day of judgment. You know, so many people in the world who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good, but they forget to ask for the both one. We understand and we have that faith that definitely this is the world made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a life. Once this life will be completed, we will be dead. And after our death, there will come a day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah. In the day of Qiyamah, we will be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about all the good deeds and all the bad deeds we have done by mistake, etc. And definitely, it's the day in which we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. If we will not get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, we will not be able to get into the paradise. We do not know that how much mistakes we are making. Still, we are doing our best, but still, being a human being, sometimes we forget. Most of the people know, maybe your fellows, maybe any of your cousin, maybe the non-Muslims in your school also, they know a little bit about the day of the judgment, but they do not believe. They have only knowledge, but they don't believe. But we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, being a Muslim, we are also having the knowledge, and we also having the belief that definitely we will have a day of judgment. And on the day of judgment, what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about all our bad deeds, and just in case we will unable to speak anything in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be the result? We will be thrown into the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. But those people who have done lots of mistakes, who were away from the Quran, who were away from the Deen Islam, the religion Islam, then what will be the result? They will be thrown into the hellfire. So alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We are asking for good for this world. Muslims can have lots of benefits in this world. They can have good money, good home, good stuff, everything good and perfect in a way. But it should be with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean like that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with lots of money and lots of good stuff, then we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we do lots of bad things and fun and parties, like all the bad and dirty things which are not according to the sunnah. This is not the way. This is not the right way. We will not be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. So what's our duty? We will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will, if we are having good, then we will do each and everything, and if we use each and everything with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this dua, we are also asking that good in the hereafter. If we have good, then definitely we will have our mercy, we will have the mercy of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be entered into the Jannah. We will stay with our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram. If we will do our best, if we will learn the Quran with our best, and if we do lots and lots of good deeds, respect our parents, so much things, alhamdulillah, we have learned in this beautiful session. So inshallah, we will work on it and we will ask. Now the last thing is, waqina azaban nar. We are seeking Allah's help, from Allah's protection, from the punishment of the fire. So many Muslims around us, they know that there is Allah. They know that they are also Muslims, but they are far away from the Quran. See, there are two kinds of people. One are the non-Muslims, and the other category is the people who are Muslims. Maybe it can be your cousin, maybe it can be your neighbor. They know they are Muslims, but they are far away from the practicality of the Islam. Like, they are not practicing Islam. Sometimes, why they are not practicing? Because they forget that there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a day of judgment, we have to follow sunnah. So if they are forgetting it, what will be their result? Definitely they will also be thrown into the hellfire. So it's really painful when we think about it, that a people who is burning in front of us, we are unable to see it. Even we do not like a person. If we are having a fight with a person, sometimes we have an argument with a person, and even he or she get hurt, definitely we will get up and help him or help her. But just imagine if someone is burning in front of you and you are unable to do anything. So in this dua, we are also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the punishment of the hellfire. Even our mistake, maybe we are making mistake and we are unaware of that. Shaitan is there who is doing whispering, and we are unable to understand the whispers of Shaitan. So alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us easy for all of us to go into the Jannah. But still there is a possibility, just like the other Muslims who are far away from the Islam, and just like the non-Muslims who are also far away from the Deen Islam, that they can be pushed, or they can be pulled, or they can be dropped into the hellfire. So the punishment of the hellfire is so big, we cannot bear it, and we also not want others to go into the hellfire. So it's, the dua is a complete package to get goodness in this world, to get goodness in the hereafter, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from the punishment of hellfire, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us a lot. Allah, that's why he has given us Quran, so that we can live a beautiful life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the complete package, so that we can follow, so that we can do our best to lead towards a way towards the Jannah, so that we can walk on the Sirat-i-Mustaqim. You learned in the Surah Al-Fatiha, na? The Sirat-ul-Lazina anamta alayhim ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wal-dhalin. So Sirat-ul-Mustaqim is the way which we will be able to go into the Jannah, which will lead us towards Jannah, inshallah. So what should be our habit is to make this dua, learn this dua, understand its meaning, and do this dua for yourself, for your mama and baba, and for all of the family and all of the Muslim ummah. Now let's revise this dua. I will recite it and you can repeat after me, inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirah hasanatan wa qina hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Now in one stretch, Rabbana آتنا في الدنيا حسنة حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. O Allah, O my Lord, grant us good in this world and grant us good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Ameen, summa ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera, my dear ones. Alhamdulillah, I feel so blessed that I get a chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have you all in this beautiful dua session today, our last class of dua. Inshallah, we will meet on Thursday. And I am so happy that you have learned lots of dua. You send your recitation. MashaAllah, barakumullahu feekum. Inshallah, I will miss you, inshallah. And I will make lots of dua for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all the best at the Gajariya for your parents. Lead your life according to the Quran. Don't forget to read it. Don't forget your prayer also. And don't forget to make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all the times. Allah loves to listen to duas from all the human beings, but especially from the little ones. They're just like you. You're also a little one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to you more quickly than me or anyone else who is bigger enough. Okay, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan kaseera, my dear ones. Now it's your next session. I'm leaving the mic for Sister Sajida. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan wa ahsan jaza Sister Fatima for teaching us such a beautiful dua. And my wonderful students, you must have added this dua to your list as well, so that you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness in this world and hereafter on the night of Al-Qadr, right? When you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and those nights are not very far, just one or two days away. So you will be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be asking from the du'as that you have in your du'a diary as well. That's a good collection that you guys have got. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So let's move on to our next session. That's going to be the pillars of Islam. Today, I'm going to be checking that how much we have learned so far, and I'm going to be showing you some of the wonderful work, some of the masterpieces of your work that you guys have sent in WhatsApp group, in the homework group. So inshallah, I will be showing some of the work as well that you guys have sent, and we will be reviewing that what we have learned in the pillars of Islam. Okay, so the first and the foremost thing that we learned, that without the pillars, or if one of the pillars we are not following, we are not practicing that pillar, that is going to be very crucial for our Islam, for our personal beliefs as well. So meaning the pillars of Islam, all five pillars that we have learned are very, very important. just like pillars are important for a building, all these pillars serve as very, very much important for our Islam as well. So you can see that two pillars, they were not there. And what happened? The building, why are the pillars heading? It went down. Why is it going down? Because one of the person is not practicing, maybe the person is not fasting, or maybe the person is not praying on time, or maybe the person is not praying at all. So what happened to that person's Islam? Do you think that is a true Muslim? Do you think that person is practicing the complete Islam? No, that person is not a complete Muslim. In order to be a complete Muslim, we need to practice our all five pillars. And what are all those five pillars? Starting from number one. Number one is, okay, let me give mic to some of you so that I know that you know what is our very first pillar. Okay, Rayan.
Shahada.
What is Shahada, Zayan? Can you share?
Shahada is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasuluh.
Very good. Shahada is the testimony that we believe that that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. That we are going to be worshipping only one and only Allah. We are not going to be worshipping any other besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, in addition to that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger, is the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, and in order to be a Muslim, sometimes the non-Muslims, they decide to be a Muslim. This is the first thing that they need to say. If they say Shahada, that means they have accepted Islam. So the journey from non-Muslim to Muslim to being a Muslim is that starts from Shahada. Okay, let's see what is our second pillar. Rania, can you tell me what is our second pillar?
Salah.
Rania, can you stand a bit more? What is Salah?
Salah is praying, like praying five times a day.
Very good, mashallah. Very good. So Salah is prayer. Salah is one of the second pillars, one of the very important pillars of Islam. And it is compulsory. It is not that I choose to pray. No, it's not the matter of choice. It's a daily obligation upon all Muslims when they get mature. And at your age, you should be practicing to pray as much as you can. Insha'Allah, like if you are able to pray three times, if you're able to pray four times, if you're able to pray five times, the best is five times. Once you get mature, you need to have a habit of praying five times a day. This is the reason when children are small, they are taught to pray, they are taught to make wudu, so that once they get mature, they are that much trained so that they can be praying five times a day, insha'Allah. And how many times do we pray? That's five times. Muslims pray five times a day. Let's see who can tell me. Tahmina, can you tell me what are the names of five prayers? Tahmina?
The names of the five prayers are Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallahu khayran kaseera. Beautiful, beautiful. So, Tahmina had said that there are five prayers, which are Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And I assume that you guys are praying all five times a day. And I have also got the beautiful work that you guys have submitted. Very good job. Excellent job. I really loved looking at your masterpieces, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all your participation. And I can see that you guys are really working hard to keep track of your salah. I can see, if you can see on the screen, we have Rida, we have Noor, we have Zainab, we have Musa, Maryam, Ibrahim, Ashaz, Ali, Musira, Sudaim Khan. So you can see the beautiful salah trackers from, these are from all you guys. And I really loved the way you kept track of your salah. And you know what? These are beautiful reminders to help us to keep on track. And I would say that if you are still keeping track of your salah, that's wonderful, inshallah. And there are some more students. I have Saad, Ali Sheikh, Khadija, Rafia, Sana Fatima, Yusra, Rania, Raid. Beautiful salah trackers. I really, really loved the way you colored those salah trackers and the time you spent to put a check mark. And you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the act of pleasing Him. And when you're doing this, what are you doing? You are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are praying, that is basically the conversation that is talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a two-way conversation. You are talking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting your prayers, insha'Allah. So keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept whatever you ask from Allah. Okay, so these are beautiful works from all of you. And if someone is still working on their salah tracker, they can still send in the WhatsApp homework group. So if you can send tomorrow, if you can send day after tomorrow, that would be great. So the students who have already sent, I'm not asking from them, but the students who did not send, they can still send their work, inshallah. Okay? So let's move on to our third pillar of Islam. Okay, let's see who is going to tell us about the third pillar of Islam. Murtaza, can you tell me what is the third pillar of Islam?
The third pillar of Islam is from fasting.
Okay, do you know what is fasting?
Yes.
What is it?
Important.
Okay, do you fast? Okay. Okay, Jawad, can you tell me what is fasting? Yes, Jawad? I don't know. I cannot hear you, Jawad. Okay. So let me tell you what is fasting. Fasting is the third pillar of Islam. This is Saum. This is what we are experiencing nowadays. What are we doing? We are staying away from food and drink from dawn to sunset. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it easy for us to stay away from food and drink. And there are other things that we are also staying away from. There are some evil thoughts, there are some evil words, there are some evil actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are keeping ourselves away from it, right? So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us make this fast the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it. And Muslims fast the whole month of Ramadan. And the best lesson Ramadan or fasting teaches us, that is patience, that is tolerance. We are trying to be patient. We know that we have halal food. We know that we have all things in our fridge. We know we have yummy food in the fridge. But why are we stopping ourselves? Because we need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? We need to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. That's the reason we are fasting. So a Muslim needs to fast in order to be a true Muslim. And fasting is one of the pillars of Islam. Let's move on to the next pillar of Islam. Let's see who is going to tell us about the next pillar of Islam. Muzaina, are you ready? Okay. Yes, Muzaina. Okay, I cannot hear you, Muzaina. Okay, let's see. Abdul. Okay. Yes, Abdul. Go ahead, Abdul.
Zakah.
Can you explain what is Zakah?
So you have to give some money to the poor people.
Okay, good. Very good. Jazakallah khairan, Abdul. So Zakah is not an optional act. People who can afford, they need to give Zakah. They need to pay a some amount of money to the poor people. And that's a compulsory act for those who can afford it. And Muslim needs to pay Zakah on an annual basis. That's 2.5% of one's wealth to give to those people who are needy, to give to masakeen, to give to orphans. And remember, we made a list of people that we need to give Zakah. And just a reminder, it's not an optional act for those who can't afford. It is a compulsory act. For example, if a person who is wealthy, then he thinks, if I give money, I'm going to be poor. If I give money, then money is going to be less with me. Okay, I should not be giving the money. Do you think that's a good act to do? No, that is not a good act. That is not something that a true believer should do. A true believer needs to pay zakah on an annual basis if he or she affords to give. Okay, inshallah. Let's move on to our next pillar of Islam. Our next pillar of Islam is, okay, this time, okay, I'm going to try again. Jawad, I don't know why I'm unable to unmute your mic, Jawad. For some reason, it's not allowing, okay? Yes, go ahead. Yes, Jawad, go ahead. Your mic is unmuted. Yes, go ahead. Okay, it seems like Jawad is not ready. Alina, what is the last pillar of Islam?
Hajj.
Beautiful. Jazakallah khairan, Alina. So Hajj is the last pillar of Islam. Hajj occurs once a year, and this is the fifth pillar of Islam, where Muslims go to Saudi Arabia in Mecca, and then they offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they offer thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing tawaf, by doing all the obligatory acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do. And Hajj is a beautiful example that there is no discrimination in Islam. There is no division in Islam. No poor or rich division in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to go for Hajj, inshallah. I want all of you to make this dua for yourself that one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you for Hajj, inshallah. Okay, Tahmina, can you just go over quickly with all five pillars of Islam? Just give me the names of all five pillars of Islam.
Shahada, Salah, Saum, Zakat, and Hajj.
Very good, mashallah. Jazakumullah khairan kathira. Very good, beautiful. So let me show you your masterpieces that you guys have sent in the WhatsApp group. The pillars of Islam. So beautiful work that you guys have done. Good job. Excellent. I really loved your masterpieces. This is Rida, Mahad, Yusra, Samia, Jawad, Sana Fatima, And who else I have? Maryam, I have Umayma, Aira, Abdul. I'm missing one of the names. I don't know who is this. Let's move on to the next slide. I have Umayma, Zainab, Saad, Rafia, Hiba, Amara, I have Ruhan, Ali, Noor, Hania, Minha, Mawahid, Zainab, Sudeim. You guys did a great job. Beautiful, wonderful work that you guys have submitted. MashaAllah. I really loved the way you presented your work, the way you worked hard on it, and the way you colored your beautiful work. MashaAllah. I can still see Zaria, Sayyida Zaria, presenting her work. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful work. That is going to be the third slide, so you can see Muhammad Raid, Ismail Sheikh, Musfira, Aisha Safa, Umayma, Uzma, Rania, Rayan Khan, Rayan Hassan, Zainab, Hussein, Fuzail, Muttaqi, Ibrahim. Beautiful. I loved the way you guys put your effort. Musfira, I really loved the idea of making hearts. That was a unique idea. That was a beautiful idea. And Fadil, I really loved that, how you put your colors. And there was, I guess it was Noor who chose to put some colorful sticks. That was a beautiful idea. And you know what? This is going to be something that you're going to be taking away in your head. You're going to be remembering these beautiful memories of your work, inshallah. So I want you to share your work with your friends, your families, your grandparents, your uncle and aunt, inshallah. This is one of the beautiful things that I enjoy from your work. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Muhammad Raid, you have your hand raised. Do you have something to say? Okay, go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. I think you got my Pillars of Islam cloud wrong, because that's not mine.
Oh, okay. Okay, I can fix that, inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah.
Oh, jazakallah. Okay, inshallah. Okay, thanks for correcting that. Okay, so this is beautiful work that you guys have submitted, and I'm expecting those of you have not submitted yet, you will be submitting your work, inshallah, in future classes. Okay, jazakumullahu khairan kathira. So I want you to be ready. Okay, so once you have finished your dua session, your Quran session, this time I want you to be ready for your Prophet trivia. That's a fun trivia for you guys today, and I want you to be ready. This is going to be very, very enjoying, and this is going to be a quick review of the stories that you have already done. Okay, so be ready with your answers and be prompt in taking the mic, and be ready for writing the answers, maybe in chat or whether it's your teacher asks you to say it on the mic. Okay. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته How are you all doing today? I hope everyone is well, that you all had an amazing class, but I hope you're ready for Prophet Trivia. So we learned about 6 prophets so far, and now we're going to have some fun trivia. So what's going to happen is that I'm going to ask a question, and I'm either going to call someone on the mic, or I'm going to ask you to write your answer in the chat box, okay? And we'll see who remembers what they learned about the prophet. So let's get started. First question. Can anyone tell me which prophets did we learn about? Lower your hands. And if you know the names of all 6 prophets we learned about, raise your hand. Okay, Muhammad Ra'id. Can you tell me the names of all six prophets that we learned about? Oh, I think your mic isn't working. How about Rayan Khan? Can you tell me?
Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam.
No, we didn't learn about Prophet Ibrahim.
Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam.
Yes. Any more guesses?
Prophet Isa alayhi salam.
No, we didn't learn about Prophet Isa. Okay, I'll ask someone else. Can someone else tell me? Hamad Musab. Can you tell me? Your mic is unmuted.
Prophet Musa Islam.
Yes. Yes, you learned about Prophet Musa. So I'll help you guys. So we learned about Prophet Adam. We learned about Prophet Yusuf. And then we learned about Prophet Musa, Prophet Saleh alayhi salam, Prophet Hud, and Prophet Shu'aib. And I can see in the chat that Umayma, she almost got all of them. She had five of the prophets. So good job, Umayma. So let's go to the next question. Next question is, who is the first prophet sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is an easy question. All of you should know. And yes, so everybody's saying Adam alayhi salam, and that's right. The first prophet was Adam alayhi salam. Now, who was the last prophet then? The first prophet was Adam, and the last prophet was? Yes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the final prophet sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's move on. Now, we have a question about Prophet Adam. So, can anyone tell me, why was Prophet Adam alayhi salam sent down to earth from heaven? Zoha, can you tell me why?
Because he took the apple from the tree?
Yes. So Shaytan, he tricked Prophet Adam. And he tricked them into eating from the forbidden tree. Now we have another question. How many brothers did Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam have? How many brothers did he have? Isa, can you tell me how many brothers he had?
Okay.
How many did you have?
11?
Yes. So Prophet Yusuf, he had 11 brothers. 10 of them were older, and one brother was younger than him. So what did Prophet Yusuf's brothers do to him? You can write in the chat box. So Muzaina says they threw him into a well. Maryam says they threw him into a well. Yes, so that is what they did. They threw him into a well because they were jealous of him. So Prophet Yusuf's father, can anyone tell me who he was? And how did he react when Prophet Yusuf's brothers told him that Yusuf had been eaten by a beast? So they lied and said that Prophet Yusuf had been eaten by a beast. Okay, so the father's name was Ya'qub. Prophet Ya'qub, yes. And Rania says that he started crying. Muhammad Ibrahim says that he was sad. Muhammad Ali got it right. He cried until he became blind. So after hearing what happened to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he became so sad and he cried so much that he became blind. Now we have a question about Prophet Musa. Why did Prophet Musa's mom put him in a basket in the river? So when he was born, why did his mother put him in a river in a basket? Afshin, can you answer this question?
His mom put him in a basket because the Pharaoh was killing all the baby boys.
Yes, you're right. Good job. So Pharaoh, he had ordered that all baby boys be killed. And to save him, his mom, she put him into a basket so that he wouldn't get killed. So other question about Prophet Musa. Who drowned in the sea? Was it Prophet Musa who drowned or Pharaoh who drowned? Let's ask Sayyida. Sayyida Zarya.
Prophet Musa?
Did Prophet Musa drown? Think again. Try again.
The Pharaoh?
Yes, it was Pharaoh who drowned. Because Pharaoh, he was chasing Prophet Musa. And Prophet Musa and the believers, they crossed the sea. But then when Pharaoh came to the sea, he drowned in it. Can anyone tell me which book was given to Prophet Musa alayhi salam? Which book? Noor.
I forgot.
Okay, let's ask someone else. Umayza? Umayma? Do you know? Okay, I'll help you guys.
I know.
The book that was given to Prophet Musa alayhi salam was the Torah. Next question. So now we'll move on to the story of Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. Which nation was Prophet Saleh alayhi salam sent to? Muhammad Ra'id, can you help me? Which nation was he sent to?
He was sent to the Samud peoples.
Yes. So Prophet Saleh alayhi salam, he was sent to the people of Samud. Because they were disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a prophet to guide them. And what miracle was shown to the people of Samud? Which miracle was shown to the people of Samud? Murtaza?
A camel came out from a mountain.
Yes, you're right. Good job. So, there was a mountain. And the mountain split. And from inside the mountain, there came a she-camel. So after the camel came, what did the people do to the camel? And why did they do it? The disbelievers, what did they do to the camel? LJ? Do you know? Can you help me? Your mic is unmuted.
Killed.
Yes. And do you know why they killed the camel?
Because they were jealous?
Yes, you're right. So the people, the disbelievers, they came together and they killed the camel. And they did this because they were angry about the water ban. So the water ban was that the camel would drink one day, and the people's sheep, they would drink the other day. And whenever the people saw the camel, they were reminded of their agreement. And because of this, they killed the camel. So let's move on to the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam.
Hud alayhi salam, going to people to make it.
So which nation was Prophet Hud alayhi salam sent to? Who knows the answer? Muhammad Ali, do you know the answer?
Hud. I'm Ad.
Ad, yes. So Prophet Hud alayhi salam, he was sent to the people of Ad to guide them. And what was the end of the people of Ad? What happened to them? Can anyone tell me what happened to the people of Ad? I'll lower your hands, and if you know the answer, you can raise your hand. Okay, Safa Fatima, you know the answer?
There was the sun.
Yes.
The Ad people was very heat. They took very calm water to make them calm, but they didn't be calm. After that, there was a rain. They thought there will come rain, but from the rain, from the clouds, there came thunder.
Yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he punished them with heat. And in the end, they all died because of their disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have our last question. Let's see who knows the answer of this last question. Which prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent to the people of Madian? And there's a bonus with this. What did the people do that made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry at them? So I'll ask someone who hasn't answered before. Muhammad Ibrahim, can you help me? Which prophet was sent to the people of Madian?
The prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam was sent.
Yes, and what did the people of Madian do that made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry at them?
They did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they always worshipped, and they always worship idols.
Yes, so the people of Madian, they were disbelievers. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent them Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam to guide them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was also angry at the people because they used to cheat in their trades. So when they were trading, they used to make people pay more than what the thing was valued. So alhamdulillah. Oh, another question. So which story was your favorite story? I'll ask three people. Three people, tell me which story was your favorite and why was that story your favorite? Jawad?
Yes, ma'am?
Which story was your favorite story? Which prophet's story?
Adam alayhi salam.
And why do you like that story the most? Do you like the story?
What?
Do you like the story?
Yes.
Okay. So you think Prophet Adam's story is the best? Sayyida Zoya, which story was your favorite?
Yes, ma'am?
Which story was your favorite? Which prophet story did you like the most? Which story?
Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam story.
And why do you like that story?
Because his 11 brothers stole him in the den.
Okay, so you like it because... Yes?
I want to ask you something. My name is not Sayyida Zoya.
What is your name?
I can't change my name.
You can tell me your name. What is your name? I can change it.
Muhammad Hamza Ahmad.
Okay. So I've changed your name to Muhammad Hamza, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Muhammad Hamza. So one last person. Which story was your favorite? Noor Asif. Which story was your favorite?
My story, the story I liked was Hazrat Musa's story.
And why?
I like to study Egypt.
Oh, very cool. So you like Prophet Musa's story because you like studying Egypt. I like that. Good job. So alhamdulillah, we are done our quiz. And I hope all of you love learning about the prophets and you like all the prophet stories. So inshallah, we have one more class and then we'll be finished. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairan kathiran for such a beautiful prophet trivia. I really enjoyed that. Helped me understand that how much I remembered from the stories that I have learned. Alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khairan kathira. And I was looking at the participation that how you guys were eagerly waiting for your turn. Alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khairan kathira for your participation. And inshallah, we are going to move towards our homework. I'm going to be moving towards the homework thing. I'm not going to be doing the activity. I'm going to be saving the activity for the next session since we have reached the end of time. So inshallah, I'm going to be saving the activity for the next class. Just so you know, I want you to be ready with your materials, with your paper and pencils, your colorful pencils. If you have a cardstock paper, a thick paper, you can save that as well, okay? Inshallah. So your homework is going to be to learn the translation of Surat Al-Qadr. So you have three verses to learn the translation for. And I want you to learn the dua, the beautiful dua of asking goodness your teacher Fatma has taught you today. So please remember to revise these two things, inshallah. Okay? And jazakumullah khairan kathira for being active participants, for showing such a good behavior. I really loved the way you guys participated. I really loved the way you guys were active. Alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. I know I'm also going to be missing you. This was our second last class. But inshallah, we have one more class left. And we are going to be remembering each other in du'as. I'm going to be making du'as for you. And I expect that you're going to be remembering me. Please, please, please remember me in your du'as. Inshallah. Okay? So if you have any questions, if your parents have any questions, please do not hesitate to email at kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com. If you have any reflections, any questions that need to be answered, you want to give any suggestions, if you have any concerns, please email those at kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com, inshallah. I'm going to say that dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
سورة القدر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.